hairstylist Anthony Parsons is here to talk about his second season on WETV's network docuseries LA Hair and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Anthony.
Hey, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing well over here making some breakfast.
Tell us about LA Hair that's returning for a second season on the WETV network on June 6th.
Gosh, it's like a hop, skip, and a jump away. Well, LA Hair, it's a reality show about six fabulous celebrity hairstylists living and working in LA. They're very talented, but they can also be very egocentric. So essentially, there's some catfights tied along in with some, you know, fabulous hairstyles. We had some amazing guest stars come on the show. Last year we had Kelly Rowland. This year we had Faith Evans and Michelle Williams. And one of my clients, one of my personal girls from True Blood, Miss Jessica Clark, who is actually a LGBT community member herself. So I'm just really excited for the show to air, and it's going to be fabulous and a little dramatic, but definitely entertaining.
How did you become involved with the show?
Kim Kimble is essentially Beyonce's go-to hairstylist. He was Beyonce's hair from Super Bowl and, you know, many other projects. And so I've met Kim just kind of being in the industry, working with each other on sets and commercials. And essentially she just asked me to be a part of her show. And I don't necessarily work at her salon. I actually have my own salon. But she wanted me to be a member of, I guess, a styling team for the show. And so essentially she just asked me and I said, absolutely. You know, I love working with her. She's so talented, and that's kind of how it came about.
What do you hope to accomplish on the series?
My character, the very first season, they had me as a receptionist, and a little bit about me, I'm not a receptionist. I have my own salon, and so that was a little hard for me to kind of, you know, take a step back and have my ego not freak out completely. This season, I just want everyone to see that even though I'm young, that I am still very talented, responsible, and can keep up with these big wigs. You know, I'm also climbing that ladder and, you know, also doing some really fabulous celebrity clients. And so I just want people to see that it can be done, that with hard work you can accomplish your dreams, and it's possible.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT equality?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I was talking to my boyfriend about that this morning, and I would love to see just equal rights across the board, regardless if you're gay, lesbian, transgender, whatever, just equal rights. I mean, it's not that hard. I don't understand what the deal is, why it's such an issue, and basically just talking about it, telling my story and, you know, how I grew up and what I went through and just being open and being out and, you know, being, and just talking about it and being honest about it and associating myself with other, you know, members of the community, like I said, like Jessica Clark, who, you know, I totally love. And so that's kind of just being in it, I guess, you know, being in it and talking about it.
What would you like to see the Obama administration accomplish for our LGBT community in the next 4 years?
Wow, in the next 4 years, I think it would be fabulous if they'd be able to legalize marriage, not just in one or two states, but all the states in the USA. All of them, everywhere, all across the line. I think it'd be fabulous. I think this whole state-by-state situation, the fact that it's not even legal in California, it just blows my mind, because there's a huge gay population here in LA. So that's what I would love to see, legalizing gay marriage across the line, every single state under the USA.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens take their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
This is something near and dear to my heart. I was bullied in high school for being gay, for being different, for being very effeminate. I was called faggot. I was punched. I would walk around high school just with this big energy of just not having self-worth. I just want to let everyone know that is out there, that is getting bullied, that is feeling horrible about themselves, that is feeling down, that is feeling depressed, that they are loved, to stay strong, and by all means, do not let any of what they're saying affect you. Do not. Try to ignore it. Try to be strong. Have a saying in your head, loving yourself, because you're not wrong. You're beautiful the way you are. You're perfect. You're amazing. And it does get better, and you will overcome it, and it will make you stronger. I promise it will make you stronger.
How can people get information about LA Hair?
go on the WeTV website, which is basically www.weTV.com, and you can look at all their shows, and it's basically under LA Hair. There's also videos on YouTube that you can watch of, like, the promo videos or sneak peeks, and it's, you know, essentially if you type in LA Hair on YouTube, it should come up. Oh, and you can also, obviously, it's going to be on cable. DirecTV now carries it, so that's great.
What other projects are you working on?
Ooh, okay, this is a fun question. I like this one. I actually have a mascara line coming out any day now. I'm just waiting for it to be delivered to me, essentially, so I can start distributing it. And I'm also working on a hair product line for this forever. So yeah, that's what I'm working on right now, is just making sure it's nice, making sure it works.
Do you have a favorite quote, a mantra to get you through difficult times?
Yes, I have two of them. My mantras, one that my dad taught me was, if it is to be, it's up to me. And then another one that I live by, I actually have this tattooed on my arm. It says, love yourself and love others. And for me, it's just a reminder that even though someone may be treating me a certain way or maybe sending me negative vibes, I can still love myself regardless of what they're saying, and I can still love them because I don't know what's going on in their world. It's just a way to kind of remind myself I'm amazing, and so are they, and to have compassion for someone that's having a rough time and kind of throwing it on me.